Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I'm John Tanza, working on this pre-recorded program, Very Mod. Here are some of the stories making news across Sudan and South Sudan this Friday, October 29, 2021. U.S. President Joe Biden says the people of Sudan should be allowed to protest peacefully.
And I do believe that leaders and organizations from around the world, including the Security Council, the African Union, as well as others, have come together to condemn military takeovers.
And the Sudanese ambassador to the United States says he's going nowhere.
We have not received official notification yet, actually.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday that the United States stands with peaceful protesters in Sudan who are demonstrating against Monday's military takeover. Reuters reports that at least 11 protesters have been killed in Sudan. The United Nations Security Council also called for a restoration of the civilian-military shared transitional government. Today, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, spoke about U.S. concerns about Sudan and other military takeovers in Africa.
And I do believe that leaders and organizations from around the world, including the Security Council, the African Union, as well as others, have come together to condemn military takeovers. We're watching the one in Sudan right now as the military authorities have taken over. We're concerned about the situation in Guinea, where we've also seen the military takeover. We've seen two coup d'etats in Mali in less than a year. These are all very, very concerning, and we believe that the people must be the centerpiece of any country, and in particular, as we watch the situation in Sudan, the Sudanese people must be allowed to protest peacefully, and the civilian-led transitional government must be restored. That is the only way these countries will be able to achieve economic prosperity for their people.
Thomas Greenfield was speaking at an online news conference at the end of her trip with members of the UN Security Council to Mali, Niger, and Gabon. The ambassador said the U.S. government is fully committed and engaged with African nations. She pointed a few of what she called bright spots on the continent, such as democratic elections in Nigeria and Ghana. However, Greenfield then addressed Washington's concerns about the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region, which began a year ago.
That does not mean we are not concerned about the situation in Ethiopia, where we know that the solution to that situation is not military. We're seeing Ethiopians kill Ethiopians, and we have to look for an opportunity to encourage the government and all of the other parties involved in this conflict to come to the negotiating table and find a solution that allows the people of Ethiopia to move forward and return to the prosperity that we saw Ethiopia accomplishing.
She also said the UN Security Council pressured Mali's military government to push ahead quickly with preparations for elections in February to return the country to civilian rule.
We were very clear as the Security Council in Mali that they needed to put in place immediately plans to move forward on the election. And the February 27th date was a date that they set for themselves. And we have joined ECOWAS in calling for them to honor that date. They are a transitional government. And in order for this country to start to move forward on the reforms that requires and that this government has recognized, they need to have a permanent civilian government to start the process of instituting those reforms. So we are hopeful that the government will have listened to the council, all 15 members of us, encouraging them to do the right things by their people and start the process of putting a timeline in place and preparations in place to hold the election.
At points during the news conference, Thomas Greenfield said a free press is vital to democracy. She said the U.S. advocates for free press and the rights of civil society everywhere, and she said that journalists are key to fighting disinformation. Sudan's military leader, Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has fired at least six ambassadors from their posts after they spoke out against this week's military takeover in Sudan. The dismissed ambassadors include Sudan's ambassador to the United States, Nuruddin Sati, who spoke to South Sudan in Focus on Tuesday against the military takeover in Sudan. Sati said on Thursday he does not accept his firing by what he calls an illegal body and that he is in discussion with the U.S. State Department to decide his next move. He tells Nabil Biagio he learned about his firing from Sudan Television and has not received any official communication from the military leader in Khartoum.
We have not received official notification yet, actually. But we got the news, from TV, the official TV on Sudan, that this has happened. But we are still waiting for official notification.
Do you know why you were fired?
I know, because of the position that I have taken.
So it's because of the statement you released on Tuesday denouncing the military takeover and vowing to resist it and your interview with Voice of America on that?
Yes, many interviews.
I asked you on Tuesday if General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan fired you, what would you do? And you said you would cross that bridge when you arrived at it. I think we're here now. What are you going to do?
I do not accept instructions from an illegal body. I'm staying on, my friend.
So you're going to defy the order to step down and resist. How are you going to proceed with that?
Well, I am in the process of doing that, actually. In consultation with the State Department.
Who else was fired among Sudanese diplomats, and have you been talking to them?
Well, my information is that six have been fired. Our ambassador in Brussels, our ambassador in Paris, our ambassador in Geneva, our ambassador in Doha, and our ambassador in Beijing, and myself.
Have you been in touch with them?
A couple of them, yes. Yes. A couple of them, and we have agreed to stay on.
You mentioned you were in touch with the State Department. Can you elaborate on that? What are you telling officials there, and what are they telling you?
I cannot, because I have not met with them yet. When I meet with them, then I'll be in a position to make a statement.
That was Nuruddin Sati, Sudan's ambassador to the United States, who was fired this week by Sudan's military leader, General al-Burhan. Activists in Sudan are preparing for Saturday's much-publicized protest, dubbed the 1 Million March in the Sudanese capital, Khartoum. Reporter Michael Ati toured the capital Friday and says there are huge deployments of soldiers around the capital and roadblocks are manned by armed security officers in both uniform and plain clothes. Atit says the forces are stationed at strategic locations on streets leading into the city.
There is still heavy deployment of security forces around the town. And yesterday in the evening, I also witnessed more than 50 or nearly 100 Land Cruiser pickup full of soldiers were coming actually to Khartoum. This might be a reinforcement to the tomorrow's planned protest that has been called for by the Sudanese professional associations and the Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition. People are moving a lot because some of them want to go and buy some few groceries. And there is a possibility of bridges to be closed by tomorrow morning or even by midnight.
Have you been able to speak to the organizers of tomorrow's protest? And if you've spoken to them, what are they saying?
So I actually spoke to two of the organizers of tomorrow's protest. Their main demand is they wanted tomorrow's protest to send a message that what the military has done in Sudan is a clear military coup on the transitional government. Number two, they wanted the partnership between the political parties and the military should come to an end. And they wanted the military to step aside and leave the political process in the transitional period in Sudan over to the political parties.
What is the government saying about tomorrow's planned protest? Any statements from the government about this protest?
There has been no any communication from the authorities in Sudan. The only person who is now appearing every 2-3 days in the media is Mr. Burhan himself. After his media briefing 2-3 days ago, yesterday he met with, if we can call them, a breakthrough group of the Forces for Freedom and Change, who call themselves independent political parties, who actually went and met him to try to show their solidarity and support to the step he has taken to dissolve the government in Sudan, and to congratulate him on these acts. And some of them were even saying this act actually has been delayed so much, Al-Burhan would have taken that much earlier, so Sudan might have been now in a different situation.
When you spoke with the organizers of the protest, is the protest only in Khartoum or is it all over the country?
Okay, I spoke with the organizers who are mainly and basically in Khartoum. So they explained to me that it is not only Khartoum that is going to witness the protest. They know the military leaders are going to set a lot of roadblocks for them. And they know they might even come to confrontation with the military. But they are determined to organize this protest countrywide. Here in Khartoum, they will organize it within the three main towns of Khartoum State, talk of Khartoum and Khartoum North, and also Omdurman. So in Omdurman, they will the main gathering will be on the street 40, and in Khartoum, it will be on the street 60, and in Khartoum North, it will be in Khartoum Bahri. So they say this is not going to be only in Khartoum, but it is going to be a countrywide sort of a protest, as similar to the one which was actually done a few days ago on the 21st of this month.
What about casualty figures? I was reading reports from wires that around 11 people have been killed. And the Sudanese Medical Professional Association are saying the number could be higher than what is being reported. Any words from the organizers about people who have been killed in this protest?
With the current situation in Khartoum, it will be very difficult for even for doctors to access the real figure, because, you know, under the emergency situation, there are a lot of things might happen. The casualty figures actually might be even more than what has been reported by the Sudanese doctors.
And with the internet being shut down in Khartoum, I remember in 2019, Facebook was used as one of the, you know, tools for assembly. You know, people were communicating through Facebook, through WhatsApp, through other messaging app for, you know, coordination. How are these activists coordinating their activities with this internet shutdown?
Okay, some of them are communicating through phone calls. Even though the phone service is operating in a less capacity because the line keeps on breaking here and there, they have actually printed a lot of banners, printed a lot of papers, So they ask young people in the residential area, which they call themselves resistance committee, to paste these papers along the street, along the electric poles, here and there, in the main bus stations and all. So these are the tools they're using. Because no Facebook, no WhatsApp, so there is no internet in place that can actually help them in disseminate this information.
That was South Sudan in Focus reporter Michael Atit. He was speaking with me from Khartoum earlier today. You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. Coming up, activists in Sudan say they want change. Find out why after this break.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, I'm VOA health correspondent Linar Mudu. The World Health Organization and the Africa Centers for Disease Control say there are no drugs approved to fight COVID-19. If you have tested positive, talk to a doctor before taking any medicines. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. A human rights defender says the Sudanese people are ready to take part in tomorrow's 1 million march to protest the military takeover. Shahdin Al-Fadil says Sudanese will continue to protest until General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan and other top military leaders step down and restore a civilian-led government. For VOA News, Manyang David Mayar reports from Juba.
Speaking by phone from Khartoum, activist Zahdin El-Fadil said the Sudanese people are tired of military rule.
They do not want to be ruled again by the military. We have seen what military rule do. We have seen what dictatorship do. General Burhan is about to take us back again to an era that is dark, that is oppressive. This is a system that people have tried before and people revolted against, and they will revolt against it.
On Monday, the head of the Sudanese Sovereign Council, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, seized power, arrested civilian government leaders, and dissolved the government. Burhan, who headed Sudan's Sovereign Council, said the military took over to prevent the country from entering a path toward civil war. The arrest happened a few weeks before General Burhan was scheduled to surrender his position as leader of Sovereign Council to a civilian. The last time Sudan had civil-run government was 1989. Al-Fadil says citizens will continue to protest until Burhan and other military officials step aside.
We just want the military to step down from the power in Sudan and just be by their roles as military and not interfere with the political life anymore.
Al-Fadil says the military officials continue to shoot live ammunition at protesters and carry out mass arrests of protesters across the country.
People are being killed across Sudan, not just in Khartoum. Even in my neighborhood, I hear gunfire every now and then. They are killing protesters, and that is why these people must be prosecuted. They are war criminals.
Al-Fadil is calling on the international community to hold Burhan accountable for the protesters killed in Khartoum this week. She says, despite the military leader's harsh response, Sudanese people will continue to demonstrate for the sake of the country's future. In 2019, the Transitional Military Council and the Pro-Democracy Forces for Freedom and Change agreed to form a power-sharing government for a 3-year transitional period, after which time the country was slated to hold its first free elections in decades. For VOA News, Amanyang David Mayar in Juba.
We love to hear your views about issues in our news. My colleague Nabil Biagio is ready with this week's interesting listener comments. Over to you, Nabil.
Thank you, John. We heard from many of you this week about our coverage of the military takeover in Sudan, such as Mala Dao Mal in Port Town, who writes, "Hello John and Nabil Biagio. It sounds sad to hear Sudan is in chaos once again. It seems like Bashir still exists through his agents. The so-called military rule is more of a pandemic than COVID-19 in both our two Sudans. I strongly stand in solidarity with the Sudanese people. Let the civilians take over, please." James Roy Majok from Bentiu says, "The roaring between Sudanese military commanders and Sudanese civilians needs a quick intervention from the international community by bringing back lasting peace to Sudanese citizens. As Sudan's neighboring country, we need peace in Sudan so that our good relationship will continue with the Sudanese people like usual." Hilary Dani from Kampala writes, "The coup that has happened in Sudan is a hijacking of democracy. The army was afraid to hand over power to civilians because of the atrocities they committed during the revolution in 2019 in front of the military barracks. This is a pure lack of democracy. The Sudanese people will continue demanding what belongs to them. Tomorrow is near, justice will prevail, and those involved will be handed over to The Hague to answer." Peter Ajak Ayom from Bortown Block 7 in Jonglei State says, "Hello VOA, thanking you so much John Tanz and Nabil Biagio for always being here, keeping us updated with the news around the world. The people of Sudan need to learn from South Sudan. Violence solves nothing. As the Chinese saying goes, our great battles are won without violence." Malwalda Machok from Juba writes, "Hello John, Tanza and Nabil Biagio. I am appealing to all Sudanese to de-escalate this current situation and work for their country. It was prophesied by Dr. John Garang that Sudan will not be the same again, but it's their sole responsibility to work as Sudanese." Wilson Mayor in Juba says, "The military takeover in Sudan should also be realized in South Sudan. The SSPDF and NSS of South Sudan must learn from our neighbor and remove the dictator who does not want the country to prosper." Jacob Dior Machweng from Rumbek Lake State says, "The unrest in Sudan is putting all South Sudanese who have their relatives and loved ones in a worrisome situation. The Juba government should alarm our embassy in Khartoum to be very vigilant in case the situation goes out of hand to transport the vulnerable citizens and students back to Juba." Samuel Remo in Yei says, "Hi VOA South Sudan in Focus. We shouldn't be surprised to hear over the radio that the existing government in Sudan has been overthrown by the military. This is the system we are used to whenever one wants to come to power. It does not require an election by a civil population to vote for their leader." Isaac Tangdak of Bantu Town writes, "Let's know well that the turmoil in the Sudanese capital Khartoum is a huge setback, not only for Sudanese but also for South Sudanese, where it will be another loophole to leave the agreement and oil revenues may not be in place. We are not lucky. Thanks Nabil and VOA team for your time." Joseph Awir in Juba says, "The current political situation in Sudan will have immediate and negative impacts on the revitalized peace agreement in South Sudan, as Sudan was the main guarantor to the agreement as well as the chair of IGAD that follows the implementation. So we urgently need the African Union to take up an initiative to intervene to restore peace in Sudan." Mabor Alat Rengo from Rumbek Lake State writes, "The military coup that happened in Sudan on Monday is a threat to the Juba peace agreement. Therefore, the international body has to do their best to give a chance to civilians to vote democratically for the leader of their choice." Mayena Biar from Awerial County, Lake State says, "I condemn the military takeover in Sudan that will lead to suffering of a million civilians in the country. I appeal to the UN Security Council and the concerned African Union for the decisions they made to cut Sudan's membership." Peter Goj Anyang Majongdul in Block 3, Bortown writes, "I'm appealing to the Sudanese Military Council to return the leadership to civilian rule and prepare for elections and the transfer of power because the ballot is better than the bullet." Robert Nyombe in Bidibidi Refugee Camp says, "Hello VOA. I have a feeling that this Sudanese military commander Al-Burhan is a power-hungry man. Why should he oust the prime minister at a time the country is going through a transitional period? This has already cost the lives of innocent civilians who took to the streets. Otherwise, condolences to the bereaved families." Saber Isaac Khamis in Juba South writes, "Hello VOA South Sudan in Focus. The military takeover in Sudan through a coup is just like nailing the last nail on the coffin. It won't bring peace nor any change, rather taking the entire country to square one. Even no need for removing former President Bashir because it is just worsening and is very unfortunate. It is best to listen to the interests of the Sudanese people. Lualton Agany from Kwaj Payam in Jongole State says, "Hello John and Nabil, we the people of South Sudan are not happy when we hear about the coup and declaration of state of emergency in Sudan. May God Almighty bless our brothers in Sudan. I am also appealing to the international community to take urgent action against that coup." Makwe Machoka Tiek from Adjumani, Uganda says, "Thank you Nabil Biagio and John Tanza for your good work. Keep it up. God can help us any short period of time. This is my request to all South Sudanese. One, let's forgive one another. President Kiir, forgive rebel leaders and work together. Two, let's all be in peace. Three, let's all abide by laws. Four, work hard. Do not loot somebody else's property. We need to come back home." David Lumuri from a refugee camp in Uganda writes, "Catching you live on WhatsApp is very enjoyable, not to me only, but to the refugees in Uganda. Here, students are really facing a problem of education now with the cases of early pregnancy high. Thank you for attending to me in Uganda." Jackson from the Moroni Refugee Settlement says simply, "I appreciate your program." James Dorar Yel from Bentiu Town says, "Hello John Tanza and Nabil Biagio. It is raining heavily in Bentiu Town today. It is very hard on the communities because many homes are affected by flooding. Today's heavy rains are increasing the displacement of people from their homes again. Thank you, VOA News." Peter Dunia Cosmos from Point J Mvepi Refugee Settlement in Arua, Uganda says, "It is a good plan for government to graduate the forces but let them know that they will be protecting civilians, not killing them like what the leaders are doing. Civilians are not their enemies. God bless you all." Santo Lamude from Rhino Camp Refugee Settlement Ofua 6, Wanguro Block C writes, "Hi Nabil and John, I love the show. We need peace in South Sudan for us to return to our country. Regards to all students of Ofua Secondary School." Tomdit Atian from Awil Town says, "Hello VOA, I'm dearly requesting all South Sudanese across the country to give peace a chance so that the country should regain the stability and restoration usual by stopping all senseless road ambushes, cattle raids and communal fighting as our country has been experiencing the senseless fighting and wars. We South Sudanese were mostly expecting the installation of developmental projects or activities in our country after we gained independence from Sudan in 2011. But it was not to be in this frustrating life again as we are in now." Bida Bukuli from Mvepi Refugee Camp says, "Hello John Tanza, I am very tired of the name refugee. Please Selva, Riak, Malong, Thomas, Kenyi, Makwe, Nunukumba, you wanted to stay with cattle because you are killing civilians. Please bring peace. We need to go home to our country." Lamrulo Maria in Juba City says, "It's my pleasure to have this opportunity to state my opinion regarding the removal of Viva from our neighboring countries, which is totally wrong for our country where there is no production. This to me looks like someone feeding the neighbors while leaving his own children to sleep hungry." Philip Bietap from Lair County of Unity State Bantu says, "It's my pleasure to have you today for the first time, and I always follow your news and it means a lot to me. My comment is to urge the Unity government to move to Chapter 2 of the peace agreement such that our populations can embrace peace in the country. Otherwise, nothing is progressing. The views expressed here do not reflect the views of this program or VOA. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Keep those comments coming."
Thanks for your comments. Our WhatsApp number is +12026308011. Send us your brief comments and we reserve the right to read them every Friday. That's all we prepared for you this Friday. We now leave you with Mawa and the song Mata Kore. I am John Tanza. Thanks for taking time to be with us this evening. Remember to always wash your hands with soap. Wear a mask when you are in public places to protect you and others from getting COVID-19. Do not escape from COVID-19 quarantine centers because there is no cure for coronavirus. Join us again next week for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Lele, 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 lele.
fata dunia de fogo wajagelba dunia de fogo suata lakini bes kankoreja kelita masabara moyo wena lakini bes kangelba waja.